Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Metz. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
In the midst discussing that which he had learned in the Mishnah, k'maaseu b'chol kach maaseu b'shabbos, the same procedure that was done with the Nisach HaMayim during the weekday was performed as well on Shabbos. The only nafkamina was that by the Nisach HaMayim on Shabbos, ha'yimimala me'er Shabbos b'chavi shol zav she'ena mekudesh es min ha'shiluach. They would fill up a barrel, a golden barrel, full of the water on Erev Shabbos from the shiluach, u'manicha b'lishka, and they would place this barrel into the lishka to be used Shabbos morning by the Tamid Shel Shachar. The Gemara asks on Daf Mem Tes on the Beis, why was it necessary to go ahead and bring a dafka in a chavis which did not have kedusha? Ma'isi mekudeshes, why can't we bring it in a barrel which is kaddish? Zairi explains, because this Tana holds ein shir l'mayim u'klisharis mekachin shalei midas, that the klisharis would go ahead and mekadish it even shalei midas, even though that's not the person's intention to mekadish the water yet, the klisharis would mekadish it even shalei midas. Taisus is bothered. Why would it become Kaddish and thereby be an issue of being Nifsal Belina when it goes, when it's through the night, once an item is Kaddish and it goes through the night till the morning, there's a Solina that is Chal. Why would it be an issue of Lina? Well, Chayrit Halacha should be, it should be similar to a Kaif. A Kaif goes ahead and fills up the water. The din over there is a Klisharis is not Mekaddish. Where do we find this concept? The Gemara says by the Lechem Apanim, the way the Lechem Apanim worked was, they were Messiah at every Shabbos, and we remained on the Shulchan for an entire week, and then the following Shabbos they were makta the bezichei levayna on the Mizbeach, and through that it was makta the lechem to be eaten. Now the Gemara says, what happens in a case where the person was mesader not in the proper time? He was mesader on Sunday instead of being mesader on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that if one goes and is makta bezichin, the carbon is possible because there was not nistar kahalacha. The Gemara says, what is the eighth? So what do you do now with the lechem upon him? The Gemara says the eitzah is you leave it until another week passes. Then you go ahead and you're makter the bezichin, and therefore that's the way it had to be makshir the lechem upon him. The Gemara over there asks, however, l'chayra, there should be a problem of lina. After all, we know lechem apanim is not supposed to be on the shulchan for more than 8 days. In this case, the person went ahead and was mesader it on Sunday. So when it comes the following Sunday, matzeh the following Sunday, there should be a problem that now it should be nifsal belina. It's on the shulchan more than 8 days. It should become this kaddish and it should become nifsal belina. On that, the Gemara answers, since when he put down the lechem on day number one, on Yom Rishon on Sunday, it was not nistar in the proper time. Therefore, it's as if a kaif, a monkey, put it down. It does not have a status of sidur ha-shulchan, and therefore the shulchan is not mekadish the lechem. So too over here in Taisa says, I don't understand. Since you're filling up the water from the shiluach, you're filling it up on Erev Shabbos, it's not yet the time of the Nisach HaMayim, which takes place Shabbos morning. So too as well, the filling up should be like a kaif is filling it up, and there should be no problem of solina. Taisa's answers over here is different. When it comes to the shulchan, you need a kayin, it needs to be done with big day kahuna. There's an avodah that's performed of being misada the shulchan. And therefore, if it's not performed in its proper time, it's not considered nistar kalacha. It's as if a kaif, a monkey, went ahead and put down the bread. And therefore, the shulchan is not mekadish the lechem. And the lechem does not become nitzal bolina. However, over here, since there is no halacha that you need a kayin and dafka big day kahuna to fill up the water from the shiluach into this chavis of zav, therefore if it would be a chavis made out of gold of kedusha of a klisharis, then indeed the chavis will be mekadish the mayim, and then there will be a concern of a psolina. Therefore, dafka, we have to bring a chavis which is not mekudish, which is not kaddish. Taisus asks, l'chayra, there should be another issue. After all, we learned in the previous Mishnah that during a regular day, they would go ahead and bring a tzoicha shel zav, they would bring a container of gold, and they would go down to the shiluach. The Mishnah says, on memchesam and aleph, and they would bring it from the shiluach to the Beis HaMikdash. Frek Taisus over there, the mission does not specify that a dafka has to be a tzloiches, which is not kaddish. It's mashri from the Mishnah that they would fill up on a regular day, they would fill up with using a kli which is kaddish. For taisis, there should be a problem of psul yaitse. We know that if something is kaddish, leaves the mikdash, so there's a psul yaitse. So every time that they filled up the nisach hamayim from the shiluach, it automatically, right away, should become pasul b'yaitse. Taisis' answer is that this, that something is nisal b'yaitse, is only when the item was first niskadish, because it originally was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Zaktaisvus, in a regular time, when they filled up from the Shiluach, even if it was in a Kli Sharis, though the Kli Sharis has the capability of being Mekadish the Mayim, however, that only happens once you enter into the Mikdash with the Mayim in the Kli Sharis. However, in the case, in a regular day, where before you enter into the Mikdash, the Kli Sharis is not Mekadish, the Kli Sharis is only Mekadish Bifnim, therefore, when you enter in the Mikdash, the Mayim is not Yaitse anymore. It's not out of its proper Makim, and therefore there is no issue, there is no Psul Yaitse that happens. Taisus says, if it's true what I just told you, at the very end, Taisus has a kasha, if it's true what I told you, that the Kedusha, the Kli Sharis, is only Mekadesh, once it's Bifnim, once it's brought into the Migdash, so now I'm back to my original question. Why do they have to dafka bring a Chavis which was not Kaddish? Let them bring a Chavis which is perfectly Kaddish, and fill up the stream of water, fill up from the Shiluach on Erev Shabbos, and just don't bring it Bifnim, don't bring it into the Azar until after Amud HaShachar on Shabbos morning, and in Mela, it will not become Nifso Belina. Bring it into the Mikdash, just don't bring it into the actual Azara. It won't be considered Bifnim, and therefore you get out of the whole issue. It won't be Nifso Belina. Why was it necessary, Bedafka, to fill up the water in a Chaviyah Shel Zav, which was not Kaddish? On this, Taisus offers two terutzim. The first tarot of Taisus is, if at the end of the day, you're not going to end up bringing the water into the Migdash until the morning, until it's time to do the Tamar Shel Shachar, so what's the point of bringing it in a Kli Kaddish to begin with? Might as well just bring a Chavi Shel Zav, which is not Kaddish. Taisus offers a second answer as well. Taisus says that we did not want to do it that way. It's a davar mechur to have a kli kaddish outside of its proper makom b'chutz for so long. You're filling it up on Erev Shabbos and you're going to leave it outside until Shabbos morning. Taisus says that's considered a davar mechur. Now, the Emes Aruch Lener has another kasha on our sugya. L'chayr, there's an eitz like this. Why don't you go ahead, take a chavis of zav, which is kaddish, fill up the water from the shiluach, and then place it on top of the mizbeach? We know the Gemara teaches us ein lina me'eles bereisha shel mizbeach, that lina, the psulina, is not chal on something that's on top of the mizbeach, and therefore there you have the thing is kaddish b'kedushas kli sharis. It's on top of the mizbeach. You put it up erev Shabbos. Though it passes through the whole night till the morning, and theoretically it should be a psul lina, but ain lina mayel is bereishis on mizbeach. The Aruch Lener answers, we had previously in the Gemara Mem Chesel and Beis that Kola Ailum Mizbeach, anyone who generally walked up to the Mizbeach, Haychum Liyamin will walk up the ramp and then go towards his right. There are only three exceptions to the rule. One of the three exceptions was by the Nisach HaMayim. By the Nisach HaMayim that was performed on the southwest corner, the Kohen Gadol would come up the ramp all the way to the top, and instead of turning to the right and going all the way around, he would go towards his left and perform the Nisach HaMayim. The reason the Gemara Masechet Tzvachim Daf Samach Daled Amud Aleph explains is that because there was a lot of smoke of the Karbanis, therefore we don't want the Nisachim to be ruined. So for that very same reason, it's not an Eitzah to fill up the Chavi Shel Zav, which is Kaddish, and place it up on top of the Mizbeach. Granted, that will take care of the issue of Lina, because Ein Lina Me'elis B'Reisha Shel Mizbeach, but then I'll have another problem on my hands, the fact that the Asham will ruin the Nisachim. The Emes, our Gemara over here, talks about the issue of having the Mayim when it was in the Skala, once the water is open, so it's possible. And the reason is the concern of maybe a Nachash, maybe a snake, drank from it. Rashi in the Mishnah says, what's the problem if a snake drank from it? Rashi says, because because some of the poison might be inside, and therefore you'll be missing the shear, you'll be missing from the proper amount that we need for Nisach HaMayim. The Yerushalmi, however, says a different explanation than Rashi. The Yerushalmi says that there's a problem with Mashki Yisrael, that the din is that karbanas have to be brought bedafka from items that are considered things that are mutter b'achila to Yisrael. And since over here the water cannot be drunk by Yisrael, therefore it lacks mashki Yisrael, and therefore one cannot bring it on the mizbeach. But emes the Yerushalmi is a tremendous chiddush, and one could say that therefore Rashi held that the Bavli does not agree with it. The Yerushalmi is saying that even though Mayim, which L'chayra over here, the issue is that just a sakana, there's a sakana involved because a person might drink the poison, and still the Yerushalmi says there would be a problem of Mashki Yisrael. One could have said that Mashki Yisrael is only a psul if we're talking about something which is Shayach to Gavaya as well. For example, you have a psul which we could say Mashki Yisrael is Mechadish to us, that psul is Nayig by Gavaya as well. However, something which the whole problem is only a sakana, is only because of a concern that it could be mazik a person, so that is good by a hegya, but by a gavayil chayr should not be an issue. From the Yerushalmi we see that even in such an item there still is a concern of mimashke Yisrael.
This Hashem, we start the fifth and final perek of Masechta Sukkah, perek hachalil. The Meiri in his haktama to the perek breaks the perek into three parts. The first part of the perek discusses all the details of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, where they would make the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when they would make it, and all the details of the Simcha itself. The second part of the Perek, Agav, we mention that at the end of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they blew tekiyas in the Beis HaMikdash. So the second part of the Perek discusses how many tekiyas were in the Beis HaMikdash the rest of the year. And the third and final part of the Perek deals with the different karbanos that we bring on Sukkos and other Yom Tovim. The Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yud Amud Beis says that the real name of the Chalil was Abov. Rabbeinu Gershom teaches a kane, a reed. And the Gemara there asks, why was the Abov called a Chalil? And the Gemara says, the Chali Kale, that the sound is sweet. Rashi explains, Masaik Kailai Lishmaya, that the sound of the Chalil was a sweet sound to listen to. And our parak begins explaining the instruments and the orchestra that was played on by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva with the Chalil. And the Rambam explains in Pirush Mishnayos, even though the Mishnah later on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis says that there were many other instruments that were played during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And he explains why was the entire Simcha called Al Shem the Chalil. So the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos says, Mipnei Shachalil Ikur Hashir Nisyaches Elov, because the Chalil is the main part of the orchestra, so the whole orchestra was called Al Shem the Chalil. The Rambam doesn't explain what he means when he says the Chalil is the Ikur Hashir. L'chayro, we could say that the Kavanas HaRambam was like the Gemara in Erechin, that the Chalil was called Al Shem the Chali Kale. It was the sweetest and most beautiful instrument, and therefore the whole orchestra was called Al Shem the Chalil. The whole Simchas Beis HaShoeva was called Al Shem the Chalil. The Rav on the Mishnah here says the reason why it's called Chalil is because Kol Chalil Nishma Yoiser. The sound of the Chalil, the sound of the flute, was heard more than any other instrument. The Tiferes Yisrael gives yet a third pshat. He explains that with the Chalil, they started the orchestra and they ended the orchestra with the Chalil, like the Mishnah in Erechin says that by the Shir of the Levim, they ended the Shira with the Chalil because it was a beautiful way to end the Shira. We find a great and fundamental Machlokes Rishonim. What was the Mahus of the Simcha that they were being Misameach by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? What was the essence of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Rashi, in Divrei HaMaskil Beis HaShoeva, writes, Kol Simcha Zu Eino Elo B'Shvil Nisach HaMayim K'dimifarish U'Shavte Mayim B'Sosein. The entire Simcha that they were being Mesameach by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was only because of the Nisach HaMayim, like the Gemara says on Amud Beis, U'Shavte Mayim B'Sosein. You should draw the water B'Sosein, with joy. So to Rashi, before on Daf Mem Beis, Amud Beis, writes, Simchas Beis HaSheiva, Hayu Simechim Bechag, Lichvayit Sheivas Nisuch HaMayim. The Simchas Beis HaSheiva was Lekavei the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. So too we find is the Shita of Taisus by us, and in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph, Taisus writes, Hoyil ulechvayit ha-karbon hoyu oisin, that the Simchas Beis HaSheiva was Lekavei the karbon that they would bring the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos. So too is the Shita of the Ritva here, and many other Rishonim. Be'ezus Hashem will see in the upcoming blatt that Rashi and Taisus learn all the upcoming Mishnayis, all of the things that they're doing is revolving around the Nisuch HaMayim. Be'emes, we could bring a raya to the Shita of Rashi and the Rishonim from the Gemara on Daf Mem Chesam Abeis. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah that says that when they would come back from filling up the water and they would come to the Shar HaMayim, they would blow tekiyos by the Shar HaMayim. And the Gemara asks, how do you know that you're supposed to blow tekiyos when you bring back the water, when you come to the Shar HaMayim? And the Gemara brings the same pasuk that's brought by us to explain the Simchas Beis HaSheiva. The Gemara says over there, we know that you blow tekiyos, al shem ushavtem mayim besasayin, that you should draw the water with joy, so when you come back from the Shivas Mayim, you should blow tekiyah chua tekiyah. And the Gemara by us explains the same pasuk to explain why we have a Simchas Beis HaSheiva, because it says ushavtem mayim besasayin. L'chayra, we see that it's the same simcha. The same simcha that we were talking about on Daf Mem Ches was because of the Nisuch HaMayim. So too is the Simchas Beis HaSheiva. But we could ask the obvious question on Rashi: why would they call the simcha Simchas Beis HaSheiva, the simcha for the drawing of the water? They should call it Simchas Beis HaNisuch. Rashi says the simcha was al shem the mitzvah of the Nisuch HaMayim. At best, the sheiva of the water is a hechsher mitzvah. Why is the simcha called al shem the drawing of the water? So the Maharsha by us answers al pi the Yerushalmi that's brought down in Taisus on Daf Nun Amud Beis Divrei Maskil Chad Tani Sheiva. Taisus brings the Yerushalmi that explains that by the Simchas Beis HaSheiva they were shayev ruach hakodesh. They were drawing ruach hakodesh by the bucketfuls, because the Shechina is shayev mitoich simcha. The Shechina is Shari Mitech Simcha, so the Simcha of the Nisuch HaMayim, they were drawing Ruach HaKodesh. And Al Shem, the Sheivas Ruach HaKodesh, was called the Simchas Beis HaSheiva. So the Maharsha explains that the way that we should read the Pasuk is Ushavtem, that you will draw out Ruach HaKodesh, you're going to be Shayev Ruach HaKodesh, Al Yidei the Mayim Besasein, Al Yidei the Mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim that you're going to do with sasayin, that you're going to do with joy, that simcha is going to bring to the sheiva of Ruach HaKodesh. And so we see from here that according to many Rishonim, the simcha of the Simchas Beis HaSheiva was all because of the Nisuch HaMayim, the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. We find, however, the shita of the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch is very different from these Rishonim. They hold that in fact the Simchas Beis HaSheiva has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. Rather, the Simchas Beis HaSheiva is an extension of the mitzvah of the Simchas HaRegel, of Isamachta B'Chagecha. And in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an extra mitzvah to have extra simcha over the regular mitzvah of Isamachta B'Chagecha. The Rambam writes in Perek Ches of Hilchas Lulav, Aval Pisha Kol HaMayada is mitzvah l'smayach bahen, even though there's a mitzvah of simcha by all the regalim, b'chag ha-sukah is ha'isa sham b'mikdash simcha yisera. On sukkahs, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an extra simcha. Shenemar usmachnem l'fnei Hashem l'ikechem shivas yamim. And the Rambam goes on to explain the entire simcha Beis HaSheiva as it's brought down in our perek. The Brisker Rav is medayik that it's very clear from the Rambam that the Rambam is explaining the Simchas Beis HaSheiva as an extension from the mitzvah, the regular mitzvah of the Simchas HaRegel. Just in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an added chiyuv to have extra simcha. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, is mitzvah nun dalid, is also very clear. It's the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. And right in the middle of the mitzvah, the Rambam writes, V'lischoik b'kli nigun, V'lirkoit b'mikdash levad, V'hi simchas beis hasheiva. Ze kuloi nichnas tachas omroi v'samachta b'chagecha. And so to the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Peches, on the Mitzvah of Samachta B'Chagecha, writes the same as the Rambam. He brings that the Mitzvah of the Simchas Beis HaSheiva is included in the Mitzvah of Samachta B'Chagecha. However, when the Rambam in Hilchas Tamidim U'Musafin, Perek Yud, brings down the Mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, he doesn't write anything about the Simchas Beis HaSheiva. So we see the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch's Shita of the Simchas Beis HaSheiva is very different from the other Rishonim. It has nothing to do with the Nisuch HaMayim, rather a special mitzvah that in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkot there should be added Simcha. And so we have to answer, according to the Rambam, what does the Gemara mean when it says that the Simchas Beis HaSheiva was Al Shem the Pasuk Ushavta Mayim B'Sasayin? It sounds like the mitzvah, the Simchas Beis HaSheiva, was because of the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. And Be'emes, this kasha is not shver on the Rambam at all, because the Yerushalmi, when it's talking about this, the Simchas Beis HaSheiva, says, Lama Nikra Shema Beis HaSheiva, why is it called Beis HaSheiva? Shemisham Shayavim Ruach HaKodesh, Al Shem Ushavta Mayim B'Sasayin Mimayne HaYeshua. Why was the Simchas Beis HaSheiva called Simchas Beis HaSheiva? Because they were Shayev Ruach HaKodesh. The Karban Eda says that the Targum of Ushav Temayim B'Sasayin is Usekablon Ulfon Chados B'Chedva. You'll receive new teaching, new Torah B'Chedva. You'll have a bigger Asagas in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Al Shem the Ruach HaKodesh. And the Yerushalmi doesn't mention a word about the Nisuch HaMayim. So the Rambam will learn the Bavli that's bringing down the Pasuk of Ushav Temayim B'Sasayin is the same as the Yerushalmi, that it's only talking about the Ruach HaKodesh, and it's not talking about the Nisuch HaMayim at all. And we just have to answer that the Gemara on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, that it, when it explains the Tekiyos that they blew by the Shar HaMayim, and it brings the Pasuk of Ushav Temayim B'Sasayin, so the Rambam will Lechaira learn that that's an Esmachta, and that the real Ushav Temayim B'Sasayin, it refers to the Simchas Beis HaSheiva, where they were Shayev Ruach HaKodesh. And Be'emes, the Yerushalmi, on that same Mishnah, that the Bavli, on Memches Amud Beis in the Bavli, the Yerushalmi asks, why did they blow the Tekiyos by the Shar HaMayim? And the Yerushalmi doesn't bring down the Pasuk of Ushav Temayim B'Sasayin. The Yerushalmi just says, K'dei La'aseis Pumbi B'Davar, they wanted to make the Mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim very public, to be mighty miliban shel tzedukim, that they didn't believe in the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. And so therefore, the Yerushalmi says that they blew the tekiyos, and the Yerushalmi doesn't even talk about the pasuk of Ushav Temayim B'Sasayin. The Gemara says, on Amud Beis, Nun Amud Beis, another reason why, another girsa in our Mishnah, not Simchas Beis HaSheiva, but Simchas Beis Chashuva. And Rav Nachman explains, why was it called Simchas Beis Chashuva? Because it was a mitzvah chashuva uba misheshes mebereshes. It was a special mitzvah that was there from sheshes mebereshes. And Rashi explains, al shem the shitin that were nivra by the sheshes mebereshes to be mekabel the Nisuch HaMayim. And we have a tzarech yin on the Rambam, that the Rambam is learning that the simcha is the simchas beis hasheiva. And that's the mitzvah that we're talking about here, the mitzvah of the simchas haregel. What does it mean that it's a mitzvah chashuva sheba misheshes mebereshes? One can be ma'ayin in the Sefer Emek Bracha and Rishimas Shiurim for possible explanations how the Rambam is going to explain according to the Girsa of Simchas Beis Chashuva. When we discuss if the mitzvah according to the Rambam of Simchas Beis HaSheiva, is it a mitzvah d'oraisa or d'rabbanon? According to Rashi and the other Rishonim, it's of course a mitzvah d'rabbanon. It's a mitzvah covered the simcha of the Nisuch HaMayim, which is a mitzvah d'rabbanon. But according to the Rambam, do we say that this mitzvah of being b'simcha in the Beis HaMikdash, the 7 days of Sukkot, is it a mitzvah d'oraisa or d'rabbanon? The Sefer Emek Bracha brings two rayas that the mitzvah is a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Firstly, he says that the Rambam, in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Lulav, uses the same pasuk of Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim to teach the halacha that there's a mitzvah of Netilas Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days. Not like in the Gvulin, where the mitzvah is only for one day. So you see that the mitzvah, that this pasuk of Usmachdem is already used for the mitzvah of Lulav. How could you come and tell me now that it's a mitzvah just to be besimcha stam in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days? The second raya he brings is the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos in Perikhes, is afal pi shekol ameyades mitzvah l'smayach behen. On Sukkot, there was in the Beis HaMikdash an extra simcha. The Rambam doesn't say b'chag ha-sukkos there was a mitzvah to have more simcha in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Emek Bracha explains that really the pasuk of Usmachtem is coming to teach me the halacha of Netilas Lulav, 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Only the Rambam uses that as an esmachta. And the Chachamim were mechayiv that one should be besimcha, even without the lulav, there should be an extra simcha in the Beis HaMikdash for the 7 days of Sukkot. But Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau, in his beer on Rav Sadia Gaon, of the Sefer HaMitzvah from Rav Sadia Gaon, he holds that the mitzvah of Simchas Beis HaSheiva is a deraisa din, according to the Rambam. And he has a long arichas to explain how the Rambam learns out both things from the mitzvah of Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Leikechem, both the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days, and the mitzvah of Simcha, the Simchas Beis HaSheva, in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days. So to summarize, we have two great shittas in the Malchus and the essence of the Simchas Beis HaSheva. According to the Rashi, Tosfos, and Ritva, the Simcha was centered around the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, Lekavod the Nisach HaMayim. According to the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, however, the Simcha had nothing to do with the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. Rather, it was an extension and an addition to the regular mitzvah of Simcha Saregel of Vismachta B'Chagecha. And here we have an extra mitzvah that in the Beis HaMikdash, for the 7 days of Sukkot, and that you're Lefnei Hashem, there's an extra mitzvah to have added Simcha. Now that we understand the source of the Simcha Beis HaSheiva, we need to be mevarer, what is the reason for this great simcha? What were we being mesameach about? According to the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, it's very understandable. The Rambam, after he explains the simcha space hasheva, the Rambam writes, Sha'asimcha sheyismach ha'odam ba'asiyas mitzvahis u'be'ahavas hakel shetziv bahen, the simcha that a person needs to be besimcha when he does a mitzvah, and the love of Hashem that commanded him, avayda gedaylahi. It's a tremendous avayda to be besimcha with the mitzvahs and to be besimcha with avas Hashem. And the Rambam concludes the perek ches in Hilchos Lulav, ve'ein ha'gedula ve'akavayd elu l'smayach l'fnei Hashem. There's the only greatness and kavod is l'smayach l'fnei Hashem. Shenemar ve'amelach David mefazes u'mecharker l'fnei Hashem. So according to the Rambam, it's very understandable that when we come by Sukkot and we're Oymei Lefnei Hashem, we're in the Beis HaMikdash, we're in front of Hashem, so there's an Avodah to be Besimcha. There's an Avodah to be Besimcha with that closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But according to Rashi, the Rashi explains that the whole Simcha is L'chvoid She'ivas Nisach HaMayim, is L'chvoid the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. We really need to understand why were the Chachamim misakein a special simcha over the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim more than any other mitzvahs. Why were they not misakein when we bring the Omer on Pesach a special simcha or the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos? What's so special about the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim that they were misakein such a great simcha? So the Chayra, even though of course they are very deep in Yonim, but al pi pashtus, we could say that our entire lives are totally in mayim. Everything a person's existence is totally in the mayim that makes food. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph says, "Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu nischu lefanei mayim b'chag, du nisach hamayim on Sukkos, kidei sheyisparchu lachem gishmei shana." That the geshamim of that year should be benched. And so therefore, in the zechus of this great mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, our whole life depends on it. Our whole life of the Gishmei Shana depends on Nisach HaMayim. And therefore, it's such a special mitzvah that through the mitzvah, we're zeicha to life. And on a ruchnistic level, we could say, Ein Mayim El HaTorah, that through the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, it gives a person a greater understanding in Torah and a greater understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like we see, not coincidentally, that the Simcha of Beis HaSheva brought about Ruach HaKodesh through the Nisach HaMayim. So we could say that the Mayim signifies a tremendous hasagas in Yediyas Hashem and in Yediyas HaTorah. The Ritva has a third understanding in the Simcha of the Simchas Beis HaSheva. The Ritva on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis writes, Hevi Eidea, you should know, Shekol HaSimcha Yisera Haisa Behalel Ulohaydeis Lashem Al HaTayva Sha'asa LiYisrael. The entire Simchas Beis HaSheva was to thank Hashem for the kindness that He did for Klal Yisrael, LeHashrei Shechinasai B'Seichenu, that Hashem was Mashrei Shechina amongst us. V'gam Kineged Olam Haba HaNitan LaTzadikim. Also, Kineged Olam Haba that's given to Tzadikim. So, it comes out we have three Mehalchim for the Simchas Beis HaSheva. According to the Rambam, the Simchas Beis HaSheva is an Avodah Gedolah, that when you're Omer Lefnei Hashem, there's a tremendous Avodah that we need to be B'Simcha when we're Omer Lefnei Hashem. According to Rashi, the entire Simchas Beis HaSheva was the covered the special mitzvah, the mitzvah Chashuva of Nisach HaMayim. And according to the Ritva, the Simchas Beis HaSheva was a Hakaras HaTov and a Haidah for the chesed that Hashem does for Klal Yisrael to be Mashrei Shechina B'Seichenu. In regards to the mitzvah of Simchas HaChag, we find a fascinating Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav Pei Ches, who explains what the Sheirish of this mitzvah is. He explains that a person needs B'teva to have extra Simcha at certain times. A person can't go day after day after day in the same routine without having certain times that he needs extra Simcha. His body needs it. The same way a person needs food, and a person needs to rest, and a person needs to sleep. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to be mezaka a person, to be mezaka Klal Yisrael, that why should they just be besimcha for no reason, advar reshus, a necessity for the body, why should they just have advar reshus? Let me give them a mitzvah that when they're expressing this simcha, it should be l'shem mitzvah, it should be l'shem avaydas Hashem, and therefore they will get tzchusim through the simcha. So we see the great chesed Hashem, that we're doing something that we need. We need it for our teva, we need it for our chaymer, like the Sefer HaChinuch says. And Hashem says, let me give them a mitzvah to be mezakeh them, that they could get extra zuchusim when they're taking care of their own needs. One can be ma'ayin in the Sefer HaChinuch, who has a longer arichas explaining the other benefits of the mitzvah of Simchas HaRegel. Halacha l'maisa, the Indian of Simchas Beis HaSheva is brought down in the Mishnah Bura in Siman Tov Resh Samach Aleph Siv Beis. He writes, B'shem the Yisoid Rishar Shavoida, Chasidim Ve'anshe Maisa Oisim Zecher Simchas Beis HaSheva Li Yais Ne'urim B'Leilo Shel Chol Mayer Tzukas. Chasidim Ve'anshe Maisa, as a Zecher for the Simchas Beis HaSheva, stay awake the nights of Chol Mayer Tzukas, Ulaharbais Bizmirais Ushvachim, Umarbim Neirais Besukah Buleilois Elo. And he writes to be Ma'ayin in the Yisoid Vishar Shavoida, who is Mayrich in the Inyan of Simchas Beis HaSheiva Bizman Hazeh. Now let us move on to the next Sugya. The Mishnah says that the Chalil of the Simchas Beis HaSheiva is not Deich of Shabbos or Yom Tov. Playing the instruments of the Simchas Beis HaSheiva is not Deich of Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Rishonim ask, we know the Klal is Ein Shvus BaMikdash. There's no Isser D'Rabbanon in the Beis HaMikdash. And playing an instrument is only a Gzeira, Shem Yisakin, Klishir, like the Gemara in Be'ah explains that you might come to fix an instrument. And therefore, why should it be Aser to play the instruments of the Simchas Beis HaSheiva on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So Taisus addresses this issue both on Nun Amud Aleph in Divrei HaMaskil She'ein Doicha and Nun Amud Beis Divrei HaMaskil V'Rabbanan Tzavri, and Taisus seems like he soiser himself from one Taisus to the next. Taisus on Amud Aleph explains, he asks, why don't you say Ein Shvus BaMikdash? And Taisus says that the Simcha es Beis HaSheiva eina ela Simcha Yisera. It's only extra Simcha. It's not a chelik of the Avoida. It's only an extra Simcha to be marbe the Simcha of the Nisach HaMayim. And therefore, it is not Deiche Shabbos and Yom Tov. Taisus on Ovid Beis, however, he seems to ask the same question as he does on Amud Aleph. He says the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph brings down a machlekes between Reb Nosson and the Chachamim. Reb Nosson holds that only a shvus that is necessary on Shabbos is we say in shvus b'mikdash. Reb Nosson holds therefore that washing the floor of the Azara after they brought the Korban Pesach on Shabbos is aser, even though ein shvus b'mikdash, but since that wasn't necessary, it wasn't a shvus hatzricha, it's not teiche Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Chachamim argue on Rabbi Nosson, and they say, even a shvus she'ein hatzricha, even a shvus that's not necessary, is teiche Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Frek Taisvis, that even according to Rabbi Nosson, that holds that you need a shvus that's tzricha, shvus that's necessary, but we find a lot of other places that they were matir shvusim in the Beis HaMikdash. For example, the tekiyos that they blew in the Beis HaMikdash every day, they blew 21 tekiyos, and it was they blew those even on Shabbos. Three of the tekiyos were opening up the Psichas Sha'arim. That was definitely a Din D'Rabbanan. And yet we see that we apply the klal of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, you're allowed to blow the tekiyos for opening the Psichas Sha'arim. Taisus also says that the tekiyos that they blew to be mevatel the from Elacha when Yom Tov fell out on Erev Shabbos, so they blew those tekiyos on Yom Tov as well. So we see from here that they were matir shvusim in the Beis HaMikdash. Kol Shekin, says Taisus, the tekiyos and the chalil of the Simchas Beis HaSheiva, where we have a smachta, we have a smach on the pasuk of Ushavta Mayim B'Sasayin, why were they geyser? It's not any worse than the three tekiyos that they blew for the Psichas Sha'arim. So Taisus Anun Amud Beis answers that since by the Simchas Beis HaSheiva there were many, many instruments, chalilim, kinoiros, mitzeltayim, nevalim, that they needed to be constantly fixed. So therefore, it's a very, very shchiach gezera, and they were geyser, even though in other places we would say in shvus b'mikdash. Like we find in other places, Taisus in other places in Shas, Taisus in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Heyam and Aleph, Taisus in Shabbos, Kuf Chaf Gimel, in Erevin, Kuf Beis, we find many places that a shvus gedayla, a great shvus, they weren't matir even in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, even though we should say in shvus b'mikdash and the Simchas Beis HaSheiva should be Deicha Shabbos, however, since it was a shvus gedayla, they were not matir the Simchas Beis HaSheiva. Masha'enkein, the tekiyos that they blew by the Psichas Sha'arim, all it was with chatzaitzreis. There was no reason to be geyser, so therefore we said Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. The Mikdash David in Simon Chaf Hei, Ois Vav, he's Mechadesh in the same vein, that the Isser Muktzah, since Taisus in Be'a on Daf Gimel Amud Beis writes that the Isser Muktzah is Chomor and it's Ke'en De'Oraisa, so says the Mikdash David, on Muktzah also there is no din of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. And therefore the Isser of Muktzah applies even in the Beis HaMikdash. So lefi this Taisus, it's Tzarechian. Why did Taisus on Amud Aleph write that the reason why the Chalil is not Deicha Shabbos is because it's Simcha Yisera. It's added Simcha, and that's not Deicha Shabbos. When Taisus on Amud Beis writes that really you should say in Shvus B'Mikdash and the Chalil should be Deicha Shabbos and Yom Tov, only because it's a Shvus Gedayla, it's Shchiach that it's going to come to an Isser D'Oraisa, so they said that it's not Deicha Shabbos. So the Yad David explains that Taisus is really a tziruf of both reasons. And each reason by itself is not enough. If not for the fact, Taisus on Amud Aleph says that the Chalil is Simcha Yisera. Even though it's Simcha Yisera, it would still be Deicha Shabbos and Yom Tiv, because it's an Asmachta on a Pasuk. We have an Asmachta from Ushavta Mayim Misasayin. It's not any worse than the Tekiyas for Psichas Sha'arim. So for that reason alone, it would be Deicha. Taisus on Amud Beis adds that since it would very likely come to an Isser, so therefore they were not Matir to do it on Shabbos. Says the Yad David, the Svar on Amud Beis, the Taisus on Amud Beis, that it's Shchiach to come to an Isser, also Taisus held wouldn't suffice. Even though it's Shchiach that it might come to an Isser, but if it was a real Tzarech for the Avaida, if it was a real Tzarech, an Iker for an Avaida, then even so we would say that it's Deicha, Shabbos, and Yom Tiv. So Taisus on Amud Aleph says that since it's Simcha Yisera, it's not Deicha. So we have both reasons together, that it's only Simcha Yisera, and the Simcha Yisera could very easily come to an Issa Dairaisa. So they were guys there and they said that the Issa of Chalil, although it's an Issa Drabbanon, is not Deicha Shabbos and Yom Tiv. Al Kopanim, we see from Taisus on Nunam Beis that of course by the Chalil of Simchas Beis HaSheiva we should really apply the halacha of Ein Shvus BaMikdash. That really we should say that it should be mutter because Ein Shvus BaMikdash. However, because it was Shchiach, we didn't allow this Shvus. We find a second mahalach in the Achreinim. All the Achreinim are Mechavin, Rebbe Yashiv in Sefer HaOris, Rebbe Yohu Migraiditz, the Haggas in the Mishnayis Yochanan Bayaz, the Birchas Avram, and already the Tzlach, the Noid of Yehuda, and Psachim on Daf Samachay says the same Yesod. They bring that the Rambam in Hilchas Korban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halachat HaZayin, Paskins like the Chachamim in the Gemara Psachim that we quoted. That even a Shvus She'eino Tzricha, even a Shvus that's not necessary, they were not geizer in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam writes, V'roichatzin Eso Azara B'Shabbos, we could wash the Azara on Shabbos, She'ein Isser Shvus B'Mikdash, there's no Isser Drabanon in the Beis HaMikdash, Afilu B'davar She'einoi Tzorech Avoida, even something that's not necessary for the Avoida. Isser Shvus B'Mikdash Heterhu, the Isser Shvus B'Mikdash Heterhu. Writes the Tzlach, V'habeit Urei L'Shoinoi HaZohav Shal Rabbeinu. Look at the golden lashon of Rabbeinu of the Rambam, that the Rambam writes, "Ein shvus b'mikdash, afilu b'davar she'ein tzarech avoda." There's no shvus in the mikdash, and all these achrenim are medayik in the Rambam, that even though the Rambam holds a shvus that's not necessary, it still doesn't apply in the mikdash, and you could we still say ein shvus b'mikdash, but at least you need tzarech mikdash. Ein Isser Shvus BaMikdash, that there's no Isser Shvus in the Beis HaMikdash if it has Shaychis to the Mikdash. And therefore, according to the Rambam that we spoke out earlier in this year, the Rambam holds that the Simchas Beis HaSheiva was a mitzvah not tied that it wasn't the mitzvah of the Mikdash. It was a mitzvah Simcha, it was a mitzvah on the person that he should be with Simcha in Lefnei Hashem. It's not a Tzarech Mikdash. And therefore, the Achrenim say that the Simchas Beis HaSheiva is not going to be Deicha, Shabbos, or Yom Tiv because it's not a Tzarech for the Mikdash. Maybe we could say that Taisus that doesn't learn like this is Lishitasai, that he holds like Rashi, like we spoke out that the Simcha of Beis HaSheiva is from the Nisach HaMayim. And Avada, this Simcha is definitely a Tzarech Mikdash. It's a Simcha that enhances the Karban, that enhances the carbon of the Nisach HaMayim. And therefore, Taisus needed to say a different reason, that since it's a gzeira that's shchiach, it's a shvus gedayla, there were guys there, even though we should really apply the halacha of Ein Shvus BaMikdash. So we have here a machlekes rishonim, where do we apply the klal of Ein Shvus BaMikdash by the Simchas Beis HaSheiva? According to Taisus, really we should say Ein Shvus BaMikdash on the Simchas Beis HaSheiva, but we have a special reason why we didn't allow it. And according to the Rambam, since it's not a Tzarech Mikdash, it's not a Tzarech for the Beis HaMikdash itself, it's an added Simcha for the Simchas HaChag, so we do not apply the klal of Ein Shvus BaMikdash. Rebbe Yashiv is medayik from Taisus. He brings a raya to the Shaila that the Mikdash David is mesupik. Do you say the din of Ein Shvus BaMikdash only in the Azara or outside the Azara? Rav Eliyashiv brings a raya from Taisus. Taisus asks that you should say Ein Shvus Mamikdash, even though the Simchas Beis Hasheva, as we'll see later, was in the Ezras Nashim. It wasn't in the Ezras Yisrael. So Rav Eliyashiv wants to say that you see that the klal of Ein Shvus Mamikdash is even outside the Azara. L'chaira, one could say that we have no raya from here that you say Ein Shvus Mamikdash in the whole Harabayis. Because the Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, goes through Eser Kedusha, saying there are 10 levels of Kedusha, one higher than the next. And the Kedusha of the Ezras Nashim is higher than the Kedusha of the Chel, that a Tvul Yoyim is not allowed to go into the Ezras Nashim. So we see that there's a different darga of the Ezras Nashim over the rest of the Harabayis. So it could be that Taisus would hold that the din of Ein Shvus Mamikdash would only be in the Ezras Nashim and not the rest of the Harabayis. And Baruch Hashem, I found in Igros Moshe, Erechaim Chelek Dalet Simon Lamites, that Moshe brings many rayas that midiraisa, the kedusha of the Ezras Nashim, was greater than the kedusha of the rest of the Harabayis. But Al Kapanim says, Rav Eliyashiv, we definitely see from here that there's a raya that you say the din of Ein Shvus Mamikdash is not only in the Ezras Yisrael, is not only in the Azara, but applies even outside the Azara in the Ezras Nashim. Gemara starts a long sugya that deals with the shira of the Leviim by the Karbanis, and has a shaila if ikar shira is bekli, if the ikar shira of the Leviim is with instruments, or ikar shira is bepeh, the ikar shira is by singing, and whether the shira is daicha Shabbos or not. So I would like to give a brief akdama on the dinim of shira of the Leviim that comes from the Gemara in Erechin, Daf Yud and Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Erechim brings many psukim that show that there's a chiyuv of shira min haTorah. The Rambam brings down the man da Amar, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, minayin le'ikr shira min haTorah. How do we know that there's a mitzvah of shira min haTorah? Shene'emar v'sheireis b'shem Hashem el Yikov. And he will serve with the name of Hashem. Ezeh u'shirus Shebishem, what type of service is there that you use the Shem Hashem? Have you Aimer Ze Shira? This means Shira, they used to sing the Shirais, so they used to include the Shem Hashem. This is the Makar for the mitzvah of Shira. The mitzvah of Shira is Davka Bilavim, and not Yisraelim or Kehanim. And the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk that a Yisrael or a Kayin that sings Shira is Chayiv Misa. The mitzvah is only for Leviim, Yisraelim, or Kehanim, or Chayiv Misa. The Gemara in Erechin also learns out that the chiyuv of Shira is only by a carbon tzibur that is kavua l'izman. All the Temidim, the Musafin, and the Shalmei Tzibur that are brought on Shavuos. The Mishnah says that part of the Shira they had at least two Nevalim, nine Kinoi Reis, and only one tzilzel, one symbols. The Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah Shin Tzadik Dalet writes that you shouldn't have any more than one symbol, because it's a very loud instrument and it will drown out the other kelim and will drown out the sound, the voices of the Leviim. The Gemara says, "Ein Oimim Shira Elo Al Hayayin." The Shira that the Leviim sang was on the Nisach HaYayin that came along with all the Karbanis. The Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk. And the Shira was not on the Shechita of the Karban, rather when they poured the Yayin on the Mizbeach. The Gemara brings a Machlekes between Rameir and the Chachamim. If Shira is Ma'ak of the Karban, Taisus over there writes that the whole Shaila is Shira Ma'ak of the Nesachim. Avada, the Karban, the Shira is not Ma'akiv, but are you allowed to pour the Nesachim without Shira or not? And there's a Machlokes Tanoim if it's Ma'akiv or not. And I would like to clarify one point that the Mishnah later on speaks about the nine tekiyos that they used to blow b'shas the Nisach HaYayin. And those nine tekiyos were not part of the Shira. Those nine tekiyos were blown by Kehanim with the Chatzaitzreis. They were blown in the prakim of the Shira. The Shira, they used to stop the Shira at different parts, and the Kohanim used to blow the Chatzaitzreis during the Nisa Chayayin, in between the parts that the Shira stopped. And this is not a din of Shira on the Karban. Rather, it's learnt out of the Pasuk, Uskatem b'chatzaitzreis al oleisechem v'yazivchei shalmeichem. You should blow Chatzaitzreis on Karbanis. This mitzvah of Chatzaitzreis is with Kohanim, like the Mishnah in Talmud explains, and not with Leviim. And this is not to be confused with the Shira of the Leviim that was b'shas the Nisa Chayayin and was with many other instruments, Masha'inkein, this mitzvah of Tekiyos by the Karban was davka by Kahanim and was with Chatzaitzreis. Gemara says that one man do Amar holds Iker Shira is Bekli. The Achroinim, Rav El Yashiv, and the Yad David, the Medaik from Rashi Divri Amaschil, Iker Shira. Rashi writes, V'savar Rabbi Yaisi Iker Hashir, Einoi Elohim Kein Chalil Make Im Hashir. Rabbi Yaisi holds that the Iker Shira is only if the instruments are playing together with the shir. The Medaik that Rashi holds that even Lefidim and Amar Iker Shira Bekli, that the Iker Shira of the Levim is with the instruments, Avadi his Maida, that the Iker Shira is also Bepeh, that Minatayra of the Levim also have to sing, just besides for the Peh, there also has to be instruments, together with the Shira of the Levim. With this, they answer the Kasha that is asked from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that they stopped accepting Edim after Mincha, because one time the Edim came late to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and the Levim were Niskalkalu Alevim B'Shir. They said the wrong Shira. So the Achrenim ask, if you hold Iker Shira is Bekli, the Iker Shimon HaTorah is only the instruments and not the Shira that they sing, so what's the difference? How are they Niskalkalu Alevim B'Shir? They definitely played the instruments and they didn't, that wasn't wrong, that they didn't do anything wrong by playing with the instruments. So the Achrenim, Rebbe Yoshev, and the Yad David, they say, according to Rashi, it's Miyoshev. The Rashi says, even if you hold Iker Shira is Bekli, but of course, that even that Man D'Amar holds that there's a Chiyuv for the Levim to sing the Shira B'Peh, and therefore, even according to him, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is very good, that it was Neskakulu Alevim B'Shir. Rebbe Yoshev is Maisif, that even without seeing this Chiddush, we have an answer for the Gemara, that even if you hold the Madamar holds Iker Shira B'Kli is only Kalim and not the Peh, we still could be Miyashiv the Gemara. Because he says, even according to the Madamar, that Iker Shira is B'Peh, that the Levim have to sing the Shira. The Torah doesn't say what Shira they have to sing. In that Torah, you could sing anything. Elamai, the Chachamim are Mesakein, that you have to sing a certain Shira every day. So when we say the Niskalkul Alvim Bashir, it was only the Niskalkul within the Takaras Chachamim that the Chacham were Mesakin to say a certain Shira for that day. So if Imkain, even if you hold that Iker Shira is Bekli, that Midar Raisa, all you need is the instruments, but the Chacham were Mesakin that the Levim have to sing, that there has to be a Shira B'Peh as well. So even according to the Manda Amar, that Iker Shira is Bekli, By the Levim singing the wrong Shira, they were over the same Takanas Chachamim as according to the Manda Amar Iker Shira is B'Peh. Because even if you hold Iker Shira B'Peh, they were only over on a Takanas Chachamim. So it says Rav El Yashiv, even if you say that Iker Shira is B'Kli and not B'Peh, still the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is Miyoshiv, that they were over on the Takanas Chachamim, that the Chachamim were Mesakin, that the Levim should sing B'Peh, and they sang the wrong Shira, and they were Niskalkul Alevim B'Shir. Gemara brings down the sheet of Rebbe, that Kli Sharis Shehason Shal Eitz, a Kli Sharis that you made out of wood, is Pasol. Rashi Dibri Amaskel in Donin says, why is it Pasol? Mi Menorah Yalfin Aluhu. We learn out from the Menorah. The Menorah was made out of Zahav, and so therefore we learn out that all Kli Sharis have to be made out of metals, and if a Kli Sharis is made out of eitz, it's pasul. The Sfas Emes asks, why are we learning out from the Menorah to pasul Kli Eitz? Why don't we learn out from the Shulchan, the Arin, and the Mizbeach that they were made out of eitz? So the Sfas Emes answers, Efshir, because they were Metzupe Zahav. They were coated with gold, they're not chash, they're not considered a kli sharis shel eitz, they're considered a kli sharis of mateches, of metals, of gold, because we go basar the tzipoy, we go basar the covering.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.